Just a few opening remarks, and then we'll get on with the presentations. SARS, Nipah, Hedra, variant Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, monkeypox, dengue, Hunta, zoonotic diseases all. The world has changed, and we are challenged to change with it. We're in an era of globalization. There's a dramatic increase in the movement of people and animals, diminishing trade restrictions and increased natural resource utilization at the interface of wild landscapes and human development. A person, a monkey, a mosquito, can tour the globe in a matter of hours and touch down in the center of Beijing, Paris, Buenos Aires, or New York. If the emergence of new and renewed diseases has taught us anything, it is that the disjunction between human, domestic animal, and wildlife health leaves us ill-prepared for the threats with which we must contend. Our traditional methods are insufficient. We cannot solve tomorrow's problems with yesterday's solutions. We've assembled a group of distinguished colleagues representing the continuum of health in people and animals, and to this we have added global leaders in wildlife health and conservation. The lessons of Thoreau, Leopold, Wilson, and others teach us that the future of humanity is inextricably linked with that of the whole of nature. To believe otherwise is folly. Our goal is to examine health threats in a holistic manner, adding the health of wildlife populations and the landscapes in which they live to the overall formula. We cannot understand the complexities of disease without considering the breadth of the threat that confronts all of us, and we cannot save ourselves if we don't ensure a future for wildlife. As my colleague Bill Karish first noted, there is truly only one health. And this new paradigm demands new partnerships to address the global challenge of emerging diseases. What we're going to do today, as you'll see from your agenda, is look at three different disease processes: avian influenza, chronic wasting disease, and Ebola hemorrhagic fever, and use them as models for our discussion. We'll hear presentations from our distinguished speakers in each of these three sessions, and the presentations will be followed by a moderated forum where the audience will have the opportunity to pose questions and make succinct comments. Thereafter, Dr. Curran and Dr. Curry will provide some overall impressions of the day, and Dr. Sanderson will review the Manhattan Principles on One Health, a document of statements which we believe reflect the overall intent of the day. And I'm told I need to say this, so I'm going to read it. There was a yellow leaflet in your packet. The Wildlife Conservation Society has arranged for the videotaping and audio recording of, thank you to the legal staff, wherever you are, arranged for the videotaping and audio recording of this symposium on this date at Rockefeller University. By your attendance, you give WCS your permission to record your participation in the symposium and to use the recording in all media without limitation as to time or territory, solely for WCS's non-commercial purposes. You all got that? Okay, we're legal now, we're moving on. Okay, I also wanted to remind people, I know some may come and go during the course of the day, but also to invite everyone back tonight at 7 o'clock, where the Wildlife Conservation Society, again in conjunction with the Rockefeller University, will host the Fairfield Osborne Memorial Lecture. Dr. Sanderson will be our host for the evening, and Dr. William Fagey will be our keynote speaker.